It's Monday, April 18th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. CISA's first guidance on new reporting requirements and spam of all kinds is up, says all the latest data. This is the Business of Tech. As reporting requirements for cyber breaches were made law last month, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has been hard at work on what the specifics are. The organization has now published a quick guide on what kind of incidents critical infrastructure entities should share with the government. Here are their 10 key elements to share: the incident date and time, the incident location, the type of observed activity, a detailed narrative of the event, the number of people or systems affected, the company organization name, a point of contact with details, the severity of the event, the critical infrastructure sector, if known, and anyone else that you informed. Specifically, the types of activity to share with CISA: unauthorized access to your system, denial of service attacks that last more than 12 hours, malicious code on your systems, including variants, if known, targeted and repeated scans against services on your systems, repeated attempts to gain unauthorized access to your system, email or mobile messages associated with phishing attempts or successes, and ransomware against critical infrastructure, including variant and ransom details, if known. Next up will be some of the specific rules of the reporting. Why do we care? Tactically, either your IT service provider has this down to a science, or this list is your starting point for fixing your process. While I don't have data on it, I have the feeling it's one of these two extremes here. Sure, these are critical infrastructure entities. For now. If you don't think this will spread, my response is you're not paying attention. Assume it doesn't become a legal requirement to law enforcement soon. It will come to your insurance company or your customer's insurance company. And I suspect, did you report to law enforcement will be one of the questions they ask. It's also clear CISA is moving. That law only passed a month ago. But be moving quickly to ensure that guidelines are in place. In what feels like a zombie returning from the dead, per some data items out recently and covered in Axios, spam calls, texts, emails, and social media posts are up. Quoting liberally from Axios, the average American received roughly 42 spam texts just in the month of March, according to new data from RoboKiller, an app that blocks spam calls and texts. There were more spam calls last month than in any of the previous 6 months, per UMail's robocall index. According to a January report from the Washington Post, spam emails rose by 30% from 2020 to 2021. According to data from the Federal Trade Commission, there was an unprecedented increase in social media scams last year. Many of those scams were related to bogus cryptocurrency investments. Why? It's a pandemic symptom because it's working. According to data from the FTC, Americans reported losing $131 million to fraud schemes initiated by text in 2021, a jump of over 50% from the year before. Why do we care? I was surprised spam is on the way up. It's certainly not the attention grabber that ransomware is. Considering the value of these scams and the prevalence of social engineering broadly as an attack vector, worth highlighting this trend. Is it actionable? I think that ensuring your customers are looking at data holistically and understanding the threats posed by scammers leveraging social engineering would be an intelligent positioning. It's easy to burn out one message, like ransomware, so mixing things up keeps the message fresh. And a reminder to keep an eye out for multiple kinds of threats. Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSPradio for our Give What You Want program. Every little bit helps, and we are supported directly by listeners like you. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you're interested in sponsoring, I've got a slot or two available this quarter, and we're growing like leaps and bounds. We'd love to hear from you. Engage at dave@mspradio.com or at mspradio.com/engage. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.